This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word HOWWEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Huh, that's funny. Advocate violence.
And if you look at some of these places that have done this, they've already seen crime go up.
We can tell the difference, and I'll guarantee you that you'll be able to tell the difference. If you come here and riot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Almost paradoxical that on the one hand they want to be relieved of the restrictions, but on the other hand they don't want to get vaccinated.
Does anyone else have an example of a paradox?
Democrats have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID-2 and the mortality rate among children. Explains why today the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all blue states.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Happy Patriots Day in Maine and Massachusetts. And it is the anniversary of the ride of Paul Revere. And incidentally, that was a gun control ride. He was warning them. The British soldiers were coming out to Concord and Lexington to pick up the stock of weapons and ammunition and supplies that the Minuteman had set aside, and they were met at the bridge, and the shot that was heard around the world was fired, or as Ted Kennedy once called it, the shirt heard around the world. We don't have that cut coming up. I just recalled it. 844-500-4242. So yesterday was Sunday. There are five Chattering Skull, as I call them, shows, talking head shows. They're all pretty much unwatchable these days. But if you're over the age of 80, you probably watch one or two of them from the nursing home. And that's where Dr. Anthony Fauci's, many of his contemporaries live, in those assisted living facilities. So he likes to get out on it in as many as he could. Yesterday, he got out on the four. And of course, it's the usual thing. You know, he just keeps changing the goalposts, moving it around. Now that everybody's getting vaccinated, you need to keep wearing the masks. But before you needed to wear the mask until we got the vaccinations. And in the beginning, you didn't need to wear the masks at all because it was just virtue signaling. So he just keeps changing it, and no one ever calls him out, or very seldom do they ever call him out on any of this this nonsense that he's pushing. And so he's asked yet again on CNN. I mean, this is like going to Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s. When are we getting out of Vietnam, Mr. President? Soon. We're working on it. It would be a terrible mistake to leave Vietnam now, and America would be a pitiful, helpless giant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So even F. Chuck Todd on NBC, a Democrat operative with a press pass, former employee of Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, married to a former consultant to Senator Bernie Sanders. Even Chuck Todd has to ask Fauci about why we still have to keep wearing masks if we're vaccinated. Cut 20.
Why does a vaccinated person have to wear a mask?
Currently, the reason is that when you get vaccinated, you are clearly diminishing dramatically your risk of getting infected. That's one of the things we've got to make sure everybody understands. You dramatically diminish it. However, what happens is that you might get infected and get absolutely no symptoms, not know you're infected.
Did you catch the first four words?
What's that?
Currently, the reason is.
Yeah, there'll be another. another reason later on. I just went over the, I get the local newspaper delivered. I'm still down here in Florida for another couple of weeks. The Palm Beach Daily News, it's called. Let me just read you. This is from the last 2 days. I'm just going to read you four different stories. It might as well be the Dr. Fauci tip sheet here. As the number of coronaviruses in Florida and Palm Beach County on Friday continued to surge, public health officials said demand for vaccine has plummeted. Okay, so they're very disturbed about that. That was yesterday. Here's today. As the COVID-19 spread across Florida continues to increase because younger people, state reporters show that they aren't getting vaccinated as much as older people. I wonder why that, Taylor, why do you think younger people aren't getting vaccinated as much as older people?
One, probably because they weren't eligible, and two, maybe they're a little smarter than the average bear.
Right, and maybe they figured out
giving
that
a lot of leeway.
I don't know. Maybe they're saying, I don't know anyone who's gotten sick or died from this. So what's the problem? So then here's you turn another page, Taylor. Dems ease vaccine rules for immigrants. Florida should relax a requirement meant to stop vaccine tourism so that immigrants, that means illegal aliens in the terminology of the mainstream media, so that illegal aliens face fewer restrictions about getting COVID-19 shots. So before they were against vaccine tourism, people who own houses down here, coming down from the north and signing up for a vaccine because they can't get it in their lockdown states that are run by idiotic governors who I don't need to go over a list of yet again. So now they want to loosen up the vaccine tourism so that illegal aliens who don't pay taxes can get the vaccines ahead of the snowbirds.
And Howie, we have another country heard from on vaccine equity today.
Who's that?
Our old friend, but young friend, Greta Thunberg.
Let's hear it.
It is completely unethical that high-income countries are now vaccinating young and healthy people if that happens at the expense of people in risk groups and on the front lines in low- and middle-income countries. And this is a moral test. We talk today about showing solidarity, and yet vaccine nationalism, it's what's running the vaccine distribution.
Greta, what's worse, vaccine tourism or vaccine nationalism?
Does she ever drive? How dare you?
Do you have your driver's license yet, Greta? Have you even gotten your permit to drive, you know, before sunset?
Why would she pay into a system that glorifies fossil fuels, Howie?
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. But, sometimes it's tough to get around in a sailboat. Especially if you live inland, isn't it?
I mean, but, I don't know why you can't take a subway to Mexico.
Let's go to Gretchen Whitmer. Now, Gretchen Whitmer is the governor of Michigan, and she is blaming Florida and Ron DeSantis for spreading the virus in her state. But they have a much higher death rate, much higher nursing home death rate, much higher infection rate than not only Florida, but just about any other state in the union outside of the lockdown Northeast. But here's Gretchen Whitmer yesterday, cut 21.
Michigan and Florida are not next to each other, but this is the time of the year that snowbirds come home from Florida, where people are going on spring break, and all of these things can contribute to spread. And that's why we're imploring people to take this seriously, mask up, get tested. If you've been around someone who's positive, stay home.
Stay home. That's the same warning that her top aides issued last month during the spring break. And guess what? Her aides didn't obey the ads, the PSAs, I guess you would call them, that they were issuing. Her top aide went to Florida, and another one of her aides went to Alabama. So she was asked about this last week about her aides who put out these press releases and these diktats saying that you can't leave, and then went off themselves. And she's trying to detract distract us from what she, from what her people said. Cut 24.
First and foremost, let me say this. I'm not going to get distracted by partisan hit jobs on my team. There have never been travel restrictions in Michigan. There just haven't been. What we have done is to ask people to be smart, to get vaccinated, to mask up.
And after they finish asking people to get smart, then they fly down to Florida or Alabama, where they don't have to bother about this BS that I've been promoting for more than a year while I've been decimating the state's economy.
Is her husband part of her team?
He's too busy. He's getting the boat ready for the spring launch, Taylor. Cut 25.
What directors do on their personal time is their business. So long as they are safe, which is what we're asking everyone in the state to do. Get vaccinated. Mask up.
Get vaccinated. Mask up. Partisan. I love when they say partisan hit jobs. This is like Black Lives Matter last week when Jason Whitlock, the Black sports columnist, tweeted out the story about the mansions that are owned by the founder of Black Lives Matter. Her organization, BLM, issued a statement saying this is the way white supremacists operate. So it was interesting to learn that Jason Whitlock was a white supremacist because he's black. And it's interesting to know that, when you get busted for leaving the state after telling everybody else in the state not to leave the state, that's a partisan hit job when you get caught. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet." I'm holding it in my hand right now. You can plug it into your car by USB cable to purify the air. The great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to remove odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm right now.
Howie, over the weekend, we had some rain here, especially on Saturday, so we couldn't open the windows like we normally do, and that fresh air wasn't coming in, and I noticed the air was getting stuffy and stale, and it's just not
fun.
I plugged in the Thunderstorm, and in minutes, everything was fresh again, and breathing was not a problem.
It's really a great product, and when you get one, you're going to want multiple Thunderstorms because that's the way it is with all the people that we've talked to, including ourselves. You can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available right now. Just use code word Howie, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be problems. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Paul was watching when the tower showed a light, and he started on his midnight ride. He jumped on his horse, hooves started humming. He screamed out,
"Yes, sir, Paul Revere." Backing him up was the Raiders. Kicks just keep getting harder to find. You know, your kicks don't bring you peace of mind. I'm going back in time, but not to 1775. Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Maxine Waters be expelled from Congress?
Yes, I think she should.
97% say yes.
Yeah. The headline in the on the internet is White House distances itself from Maxine's comments, but Jen Psaki, as I call her, did not really condemn her. That's for sure. Just took a few baby steps back. We don't need to play the cut. 844-500-4242. Of all people, Bill Maher on Friday night defended Ron DeSantis, and he was just talking about how ridiculous the mainstream media coverage has been of COVID-19. It continues to be, as I just showed you from those clips from the local paper down here. 90% of the coverage is negative. They're always looking for a variant, for a for someone who got a blood clot from taking the vaccine. Certain communities are underserved. Certain communities are afraid. You know, what are we going to do? How long can we wear a mask? A child got sick here or there. And it's ridiculous what's going on here with the media. And he mentioned this, how well DeSantis did, cut 15.
But apparently the governor is also a voracious consumer of the scientific literature. And maybe that's why he protected his most vulnerable population, the elderly, way better than did the governor of New York.
Exactly. Exactly. 844-500-4242. Here, he, of course, has to go after the GOP on climate change. You know, like there is climate change. I still don't believe there is. And he does. I don't think he does either, really. But here he is talking about if the Republicans have to answer for climate change, then what about the Democrats? Cut 14.
So if the right-wing media bubble has to own things like climate change denial, shouldn't liberal media have to answer for, how did your audience wind up believing such a bunch of crap about COVID?
Well put. In a recent Gallup survey, Democrats did much worse than Republicans in getting the right answer to the fundamental question, what are the chances that someone who gets COVID will need to be hospitalized? So much for being in an echo chamber here. Listen to this. The answer is between 1 and 5% you'll need to be hospitalized. 41% of the Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% put the chances at 20 to 49%. So almost 70% of Democrats are wildly off on this key question and also have a greatly exaggerated view of the danger of COVID too and the mortality rate among children, all of which explains why the states with the highest share of schools that are still closed are all in the blue states. That's I'm just reading from his statement here. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I called you quick about this trial out there.
Yes.
You know, these aren't regular mobs anymore. They're lynch mobs. Look, there was no change of venue in this trial. There was no jury sequestration. I mean, you imagine sitting on, I don't agree the way the guy handled it, the cop.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, imagine sitting in that chair of his, listening to that lynch mob every day.
I know.
And then the media, and then the other town burning down. I mean, this is crazy, Howie. These are lynch mobs. They're not just protests.
I know. And Maxine Waters, a member of Congress, a chairman of a subcommittee, if not a committee, is egging them on. It's amazing. And there's no there seems to be no pushback. And, you know, someone was raising the question today after this city councilor advocated burning down the richest neighborhood in Minneapolis if the verdict goes in Chauvin's favor. You got to ask yourself the question, are these liberals who live in these communities, the Karens, the people who watch CNN, who are, eaten up with white guilt, who just want a virtue signal? Are they just going to welcome these demonstrators or rioters that come in and want to loot their homes and burn them down and vandalize everything? Or are they going to say no mas? I wonder. 844-500-4242. I'm Al Whitgar. Men's health doesn't get much attention, and that's partly our fault, guys. We don't like going to the doctor, and we definitely don't like talking about really sensitive issues. Here's the thing. A lot of men's health issues have really simple solutions. RexMD.com is here for that. RexMD makes getting prescription ED medications easy, all done online and from the comfort of home, then delivered. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. Super simple. And right now, sample packs of ED medications are available for listeners of the Howie Carr Show. Here's how it works. You fill out a quick medical questionnaire on their website, and a doctor reviews your situation and prescribes the ED medication you need, if appropriate. Then, your medication is shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. They carry all of the most popular medications and at great prices. It's never been easier to take control of your health. These sample pack prescriptions I mentioned are available at RexMD.com/Howie. So go to Rex, RexMD.com/Howie, to get started with RexMD. RexMD.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, and at this time every Monday, we are joined by Grace Curley from the Grace Curley Show, which precedes mine on the Howie Carr Radio Network. And she goes over the love letters and the fan mail that both she and I get throughout the course of the week. She and I are both columnists for the Boston Herald, the local tabloid in Massachusetts. And she writes also for Spectator USA. I believe your latest column just went up, Grace, correct?
Yes, it's titled The Race to Riot, and there's a nice picture of Maxine Waters that goes with the piece. So if everyone could check that out at spectator.us, I would very much appreciate it.
Okay, so what Grace does at this time is she plays some of the nice messages that we get on Twitter, on email, texts, voicemail. You could reach us anywhere. If you want to join the text club, just text Howie to 63566. Text Howie to 63566, and you can get involved, or you can leave a message on the Chump line too. Again, if you're a new affiliate today, the Chump line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You'll hear it in about 40 minutes. And you can always leave a message at 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump line. Leave your message. But, Grace, what have you got for us today?
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Howie, a lot of love this past week. I want to start with your column about Joe Biden being Back to the Future. You talked about his subsonic, comments.
The $21,000 an hour plane that he wants to put into production.
Yes, and you managed to weave in some of his stumbles, let's say.
Yes.
Well, one person, Eileen, did not think these were funny, and she commented, "It is no secret that Biden has stuttered since childhood. I bet you just think this is hilarious, don't you, Howie? Keep making fun of those to whom you are superior. It will make your tiny self feel great."
You know Dr. Keith Ablo, right, Grace?
Yes, I do.
He's been on our show before. He's from Boston. He was apparently working as a therapist for Hunter Biden. Did you see this story today?
No, I did not. The guy, he was on Fox a lot.
Yes, they keep finding more and more stuff in the laptop. And he used to correspond with Hunter a lot in 2019, and he was always making jokes about the dementia of Joe Biden. So I'm not the only one. And Hunter would respond, "Ha ha, you bleep bleep."
Well, it's also, I think that trying to put everything under the umbrella of he had a stutter when he was a kid is a little bit of a stretch. I mean, he's making up new words. He's not stuttering over words. He's coming up with brand new ones.
You know, in addition to being a Division I college football player, he also wanted to be a cowboy movie star, right? Star in the old Westerns.
Well, who among us doesn't want to be one?
But he still practices sometimes when he, you know, falls into a funk, and he practices trying to slow down his horse. Did you hear this from last week?
No, I didn't.
Cut number one.
Whoa, Silver. Whoa, Nelly. Whoa, Trigger.
Okay, so let's get to some of the voicemails. I do have a lot more of the comments to get through, but I want to start with, it's titled Written in Stone.
Ah, yes, may it be written in stone for the ages to see. You're a wiener.
That one was to you, Howie.
What was the background music?
That's a good question. Let's play that again.
Ah, yes. May it be written in stone for the ages to see. You're a wiener.
No, I'm not a wiener.
Also, Howie, there's a guy who was very
Carlos
generous.
Danger is a wiener. His name is Anthony Wiener.
Did you hear about the story about him, Howie, speaking of stories?
No, what's the latest on Carlos Danger?
I guess somebody called him like a pervert or something.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, I might be thinking of the wrong P word, but someone called him something in a park in New York. I also wanted to play cut three because this guy manages to roast Taylor, Grace, and Howie all in one message, which I don't think we've ever had before.
Hey, I have some hate mail for Hate Mail Monday. We'll start with Taylor. Hey, Taylor. You're an old man stuck in a young man's body. I can't even imagine what that means for your prostate. Mmm, roasted. Grace, I saw you doing your radio show on YouTube. You have your hair up in the middle of your head, and you look like a Dr. Seuss character. Boom, roasted. Hey, Howie, Adam Schiff called. He thinks that you should be doing some neck exercises. Boom, roasted.
Very Michael Scott of him.
Yes. I thought that was pretty well done.
That was very good.
They were just mean enough where they made the cut, you know, but they weren't so mean that any of us are going to cry.
I don't like having my neck compared to Adam Schiff's.
Yeah, yours is probably the meanest out of all three. Another person wrote under your column, Howie, about Joe Biden, and Trump is still a lazy slob piece of bleep who caters to morons. How's uber liberal Wellesley, Howie the fraud?
It's doing great, as a matter of fact. Real estate prices are up 30-35% as people try to clear out of Boston. And guess what? There was no marathon today to interfere with the traffic. Although I'm sad about that. I really am.
Well, speaking of Boston, you tweeted out a picture last week, Howie, of a cruiser outside of ex-Mayor Marty Walsh's house.
Right. Butler Street in Lower Mills in Dorchester.
And one of the responses to the tweet was, I don't know who needs to hear this, and I don't care about the cruiser. I just came to say, bleep you, Howie Carr. I just wanted that guy to know that the message was received and delivered.
You know, people said, well, I said in the thing, if this is going to be a perk for ex-mayors, there's only one other living ex-mayor in the city of Boston. His name is Ray Flynn. His house has actually been burglarized in South Boston. Why don't you put the damn cop and the SUV in front of Ray Flynn's house rather than Marty's house? Marty is down in Washington as Secretary of Labor.
Exactly. Oh, and Howie, you also wrote about the corrupt police.
Yes, the state police guy who's charged in Attleboro with strangling his girlfriend.
And I thought it was funny.
Allegedly.
Because the Boston Globe decided to write about it, and then somebody replied back, you know corrupt is bad in the police when a Trumper racist Republican Howie Carr is going after the police.
That's not the kind of compliment I'm looking for.
Yeah, you know, beggars can't be choosers. This is Hate Mail Monday, sir. Okay, let's go to other side of what, please?
We'll be back on the other side. We'll be back on the other side. We'll see you on the other side. The other side of what? Jeez, Grace.
I guess that's like a verbal thing I do, Howie.
Don't worry about it, Grace.
On the other side of the break.
We'll be back on the other side, though. No, I'm just kidding. I have more to go. Another person says, oh, so Howie, I wrote a column also about Biden this weekend. There's just so much material there. And someone wrote,
Whoa. What do you mean by that?
Whoa, Nelly. Another person wrote, great article. The world needs more honest journalists. And Stacey Owens MAGA Man wrote, honest journalists? Holy cow. What a joke this is. Grace is the hackiest of the hacks. One trick pony. Her only job is to feed the white male losers their dose of outrage. It's a shtick. Just like Has-Been Howie. You morons, lap it up. Grace and Has-Been need the clicks, and you're only too happy to provide them. They're both frauds, but MAGA does love its frauds. MAGA is for morons.
We have got to get all the teachers back into the classrooms so that this teacher, quote-unquote, has less time to be issuing these crazy screeds against you and me, Grace.
Yeah, and then she can start educating the youth again, which is just a really frightening thought. But I just want to say that I do appreciate the clicks. And actually, Howie's old columns right now are ranking on the Boston Herald main page. And my fresh column is not. So if anyone wants to go to the Boston Herald and give it some clicks, I would appreciate that. Howie.
By the way, speaking of columns, Grace, I'm going to give you a tease. On Wednesday, I finally got the Karen list. The snitch line list.
Well, that's what's funny, how your Karen Polito column is trending right now, and that's like a month old.
Yeah. You're going to enjoy these. I mean, it's obviously a very, very edited list of complaints, but they're pretty damn funny nonetheless.
Oh, I can't wait. That will be an easy segment for me. Howie, also, I was on the radio discussions board where you know that they totally roast me. One guy was actually saying, God, I can't. The only thing worse than Grace getting her own show is seeing her on the TV. And some guy said, I don't think her show's that bad. And he said, I haven't listened to it, but. And I was thinking, okay. So I don't know. But then one person wrote in after that, the entire discussion board becomes about Howie and like people sharing memories of Howie Carr. And someone said, and for just X amount of money per person, Howie will let you come to the studio and watch him talk into a microphone. Who would drop that kind of money to watch a guy talk for that long? And then he says, although several years ago, I was at an anniversary party at McCormick, and I was with a small group of radio people talking to Howie. I noticed two guys across the room standing in awe of Howie. I walked over to them, and they told me they couldn't believe they were so close to Howie Carr. I asked if they would like to meet him. You would have thought they had just met Elvis. I am not a big fan of Howie's product, but like Sean Hannity, both are very nice guys off the air, I hate to admit.
You know why, Grace? Because both Sean and I have burning love for our listeners and our viewers.
It's true. I always love those comments because even people who hate what you do, they like, you know, that you're nice to your fans. And we have one more, Howie. This is another local. You were against something before you were for it.
Yeah, this is Howie Carr. I was against the Boston Marathon before I was for the Boston Marathon.
I said that. Yeah, didn't I admit it?
COVID has really changed you, Howie. You've really flip flopped on a lot of things.
I always, regretted having to change my way I did my errands, went to work. I resented it. But once the state said you can't do the Boston Marathon anymore because of the panic, I suddenly became a big fan of the Boston Marathon.
It's funny how that happens. It's like when you're a teenager and your parents tell you not to do something. Suddenly you want to do it, even if you didn't before. Don't take the car out this weekend. You want to take the car out. That's how life works. Hate Mail
Monday. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I believe I went through all the voicemails, Taylor. And we will be back next week with another Hate Mail.
Jay from Chelsea says, Joe Biden wanted to be a cowboy? Triple on Cassidy.
Thank you, guys.
Whoa. Hang on just a second.
Whoa. He wanted to ride a one-horse pony.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr now to see how to get your $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
I heard somebody saying on one of the Sunday chat shows. I just heard a cut of it saying that, you know, what would the red states do if people from the blue states suddenly stopped going to them? Well, we might be able to keep the red states red. That would be a good thing, in my opinion, as someone who lives in a blue state and a red state. I don't need any more people from the blue states coming down to Florida, where I'm currently ensconced. But the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, he's been advising people who are moving down to the Sunshine State to pay attention to the messes that they're leaving behind. Cut 32.
Welcome to Florida. But don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north. You'll get what they got. There's a reason that this place is fun.
Yes, there is. Again, this sums it up brilliantly. In 13 seconds, he laid it all out. And by the way, they can tell the difference. They don't watch CNN too much in Polk County. They can tell the difference between mostly peaceful and rioting. Cut 33.
Peaceful protest, we encourage, and more riot. We can tell the difference. And I'll guarantee you that you'll be able to tell the difference if you come here and riot. If you come here and protest peacefully, we encourage that.
Do you know that the original story about Wright, the kid who was killed in Brooklyn Center, was that he had called his mother and said they stopped me for having an air freshener hanging from my rearview mirror in the car. And it wasn't true. They stopped him because he had an expired tag. And yet CNN is still reporting that he was stopped for having an air freshener. They're just saying he told his mother that he had an air freshener, and that's why he was stopped. But that wasn't true. So now in front of the chain link fence in front of the police station in Brooklyn Center, everyone's hanging. All the rioters are hanging the air fresheners. I don't know where they looted them from or if they bought them. Could go either way, I guess, given the amount of looting that's been going on in Brooklyn Center. But so CNN is still reporting it and getting tight shots of the air freshener along the top of the chain link fence. Like it's another hands up, don't shoot. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. I'm from Florida.
Yes.
Transplant from New Hampshire. I don't understand why are the Republicans not standing up to Maxine Waters? Is it because she's a woman of color, and it would be considered racist to disagree with her. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, some of them are. But the thing is, Nancy, I mean, realistically, there's nothing much they can do. The Democrats still have a majority, however slight it is in the House. And if it came down to a vote to expel her, it would be a strictly party line vote. And so she really has nothing to worry about. And Pelosi backed her up today, I believe. And the White House has backed away from her a little bit. But she's been an embarrassment for a very long time. I mean, when we were having the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, she was going to Barney Frank, who was then the chairman, I think, of the House Banking Committee, and asking for favors for her husband's bank, which was, it wasn't criminal, but it was kind of shady. And, paying her daughter hundreds of thousands of dollars to handle her so-called mailings, same thing, dodgy. Dodgy at best. That's Maxine Waters. I'm Howie Carr.